It's time for everyone's favorite podcast on the web. You live it up the wall. Where you get the best sports talk and info in New York.
Hey, relax. All right, don't try to strike everybody out. Strikeouts are boring. Besides that, they're fascist. Throw some ground balls. It's more democratic.
It's an all-new Off the Wall on YesNetwork.com. And here's your host, Chris Sheeran.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another edition of the Off the Wall podcast here on YesNetwork.com. Chris Sheeran, Joe Auriemma, and a very special guest down in Trenton. That would be Austin Romine. Austin, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
I call it a program. It's also brought to you by DirecTV. Don't just watch TV, Austin. DirecTV. Call 1-800-DIRECTV. Now that we've got the business portion out of the way, let's get to Austin. Let's start with your brother, I guess. Your dad played for the Red Sox. Your brother's in the Angels organization, switch-hitting infielder, younger brother. What was it like, I guess, first to have your dad involved in Major League Baseball, growing up and seeing your dad a part of the Red Sox organization, and now you with the Yankees, your brother with the Angels? What's that like? You know, if you have any problems going around, you could talk to your brother, you could lean on your father. So what's that like?
Yeah, that's definitely it. You know, I got two guys, lucky enough in my family that if, you know, anything's going wrong, I can call them. And, you know, they've both been through it. And, you know, my brother's been fortunate enough to go to the big leagues last year. So he's been through it all. And, you know, I just got some guys that I can call and say, hey, what do I do in this situation?
What was that experience like for him when he got the call up to the Angels last year?
Yeah, that's pretty cool for all of us. We just got done. We lost the championship series here last year, and I got to go home actually. And I live in 15 minutes from Anaheim, so I got to actually see his debut. I got to see his first hit. You know, I got a call from him, and he's like, "What are you doing on Thursday?" I was like, "Well, I don't know, probably nothing." And he's like, "No, you're going to an Angel game." I was like, "You tell me right now." And he goes, "Yeah, I got called up." I was like, "I'm gonna be there." I went online and bought my tickets. Right, he was like, "I'll get you tickets." I was like, "No, I'm sitting right
good
in
seats,
the front row,
right,
man." And so that was cool. You know, my dad was very proud.
Yeah, that's got to be an unbelievable moment for the family, not just for him, but for the entire family to see, you know, all the hard work and all the dedication finally paying off with him on that field.
It definitely is. I think we had something like 150 people at the game, hometown, you know, 80 family members. It was just packed. It was a good time.
And it'll happen to you when you're with the big club and you go out to Anaheim. I'm sure it will.
When I played in that Futures game, I had like 80 people. I didn't even know. I had like wrong numbers I didn't even recognize. And I was like, okay. So I'm sure it'll be a lot of fun, though.
Last year when I talked to you, I don't know if you remember, but you were in a bit of a slump when I talked to you last year, and you brought up the circle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember.
Where are you at? I know you've had a little bit of a streak now. Are you on the upswing of that circle? Is that where you are right now? Are you confident?
Yeah, I would say going clockwise, probably at like three right now, going towards the top.
No,
don't ever want to be at the top completely, because you got to start going. So I want
to
be, you know,
you're 9 to 12 right now.
Yes.
Yeah, and that's where you want to stay.
That's where you always want to be.
Yeah. What about, let's reverse it here for a second. We talked before we started. The last time we saw you was at Disney World, when the Yankees were playing the Braves down there. So what's the journey been like so far for you this year? You didn't make the big club. You know, you were competing with Jesus to possibly make the big club. That didn't happen. You're back here in Trenton. How's everything going so far?
I think it's going very well. My spring training went exactly the way I wanted it to go. I wanted to prove to them that I can handle catching in a big league game. I can handle catching a big league pitcher. I think that I did that. You know, they told me, hey, you need to hit. That's basically what came down here. So I came down here and I've been hitting, and that's all. Catching's not in the back burner by any means. I take a lot of pride in my defense, and I hope that shows every time I catch. But, you know, I'm focusing on hitting.
Now, you know, you said you came down here. You struggled a little bit with your hitting at the beginning of the season, but you're hitting over 300 now. You're driven in 31 runs. I mean, you're having a good season. What has been your approach at the plate?
You know, I think I owe it a lot to, you know, being here made me a little bit more mature. I'm starting to figure out my approach and what I can do and what I can't do. And I'm being a lot more selective. I think, you know, byproduct of that, I'm walking a lot more. It's weird for me because I've never walked that much before, but, you know, I'm not swinging unless I get my pitch. And, you know, I'm battling, you know, that's all I'm doing. I'm battling every game. I take every single at bat. you know, like it was the last one.
You know, down in Tampa, you had two guys. Jorge Posada has been known to be, you know, one of the greatest hitting catchers of our generation. You had Russell Martin, who's having a hell of a season up in New York right now. But, I mean, did those guys kind of give you any advice? Did they tell you anything defensively or offensively about, you know, what it's going to take to get to that next level?
Yeah, no, they were very helpful. Jorge's been there since I was, you know, I was 18 and I came up, and, you know, he's been real helpful throughout this whole time. And Russell was, he was a cool guy. You know, when he came in, I didn't really know if I could go up to him
and
talk
Canadian,
to him.
He's Canadian, you know.
I think you mentioned that. But he's a really nice guy too, you know, and he was always talking to me. And, you know, he just said, keep going, keep grinding.
Yeah, all right. Well, so you got your experience down in Tampa. You're back here in Trenton. The ultimate goal is to get to that big league level. So, you know, you're doing what they're asking of you. When do you expect to get that call? What do you think? Do you think you're going to be in the majors by the end of the year? What do you think? What's your ultimate goal? When do you want to be in the majors?
My ultimate goal is to be in the majors.
Well, obviously now.
You know, unless there's a league above the majors that we don't know.
Whenever the New York Yankees think that it's the right time for me to come up, I'm convinced that, you know, if I keep working hard and I keep producing down here, that something will happen.
Now, you work, like you said, you give a lot of credit to your coaches down here. What was it like working with Tony Pena and Joe Girardi and the vast experience they have, both, you know, great catchers in their time? So what was it like working with those guys?
Unbelievable catchers in their time. I learn, you know, a lot when I'm in big league camp, a lot. And it's very fortunate for me that I get to be around that type of experience and that type of, you know, those guys have been around the game for a long time. They have a lot of knowledge of what it takes to catch in the big leagues for a long time. You know, I'd be an idiot not to listen to them.
Just a couple of quickies and then we'll let you go. First, do you have a favorite pregame meal that you have? Something you snack on, anything. Is there something you need to have before you go out there?
No, not at all. Sometimes I can't even eat before I play a game. It's a really weird thing. Some guys have to eat.
Do you still get nervous? Is that the case? Or
nervous? No, it's not nervous at all. It's just ever since I was young, like 13, 14, playing, you know, doubleheaders and stuff like that, I could never eat. When I eat, I felt sluggish. So, but I have to eat because then I get hungry. So, you know, I get a little bit of something here and there, but there's nothing I have to eat. I usually tend to, you know, keep it really, really small.
What about superstitions? We talked to Dellen and Manny earlier, and they really didn't come clean with anything. And I know a lot of baseball players have a lot of superstitions. Are you at all superstitious with anything you do in any aspect of the game?
Yeah, I think I kind of am sometimes, you know.
Here, let me give you an example. If you go up there and you smack a double into the gap, the next time you come into the on-deck circle, are you, you know, taking 7 practice swings because you took 7 the last time? Are you doing stuff like that? Does the minutia get to that point?
It does. It really does. When I go into the on-deck circle, you know, no matter how much tar is on my bat, I always have to go around the tar all the way, and then I have to go around the handle all the way. And then when I put the donut on, it has to be reverse. I'll take a couple swings, then I have to do one arm back, one arm on the other side. And then, you know, I take that off and I'm ready to go. And then when I walk to the plate, I always have to put my bat under my shoulder and tighten my gloves. I fix the box the same way. So I do everything. There's a lot of focus on a lot of stuff I do.
Thank you for being honest.
Yeah.
Well, you said you don't have a pregame meal. We all know Wade Boggs at the chicken. Yeah, you see that. We got a little mohawk going on this year. So what's going on there?
What's going on there?
Yeah, a little team thing.
Well, me and Ray Crummel were in Portland, and we both had a little bit of long hair going on, and you know, we didn't want a normal cut, so he went with, like, I guess you could say the jersey fade. And I went with the mohawk, and he recently shaved his today, and he kind of left me out to dry on that one. But, no, it was just, you know, stay loose, and it was just something to do. You know, you're with one of your buddies, and it was a spur-of-the-moment thing.
Speaking of staying loose, you're here in Jersey. Any fist pumping going on? You going to any of the Jersey Shore, you know, points, get a little DJs maybe, I don't know.
Nah,
just saying.
I tend to stay away from that kind of stuff. I think we have a fifth inning fist pump here. People really get into it. That's, you know,
do you watch the Jersey Shore?
Nah, I'd like to, no.
Your stock just went up big time.
I definitely
cannot stand that show. Just one more. quick one before we leave. I got the superstition. I got the meals. What about a favorite TV show or favorite movie? Anything? Oh, just off the top of your head. Wow. If you had to pick one, like Finger Snap Judgment, what would it be?
Yeah, I watch movies. I've seen every movie made, anything? Possibly. All right. I can't give narrow it down.
All right, give me top five then.
Top five?
Wow, you're asking a lot here.
Well,
dude, they ask this all the time. And I never have any.
You gotta like The Godfather, right?
Yeah, it's a good one.
Caddyshack, Scarface, Animal House, Old School.
Animal House is good.
Hangover.
See, I just want to see if you're part of the Hangover. The Natural's a good one.
That's a great one.
I like the older kind of movies.
What are your feelings on Field of Dreams? Do you like that movie? Being a catcher, I cry.
It was a good plot.
I cry like a baby at the end of that movie.
Other than the fact that Shoeless Joe Jackson's hitting right-handed.
I understand that, Russo, but, you know, I can't help it. My dad caught. He was a minor league catcher. So whenever he says, "Dad, could I have a catch?"
Yeah.
My father's still with us, thank the good Lord.
Yeah.
But my wife turns to me and goes, "You going to be all right?
No, it's something.
You going to be okay?"
Yeah, no, I agree with you. It's something that you always have with your dad.
Yeah. You know, I still go. 2 weeks ago, I went in the backyard with my father. You want to have a catch? Sure. Went back. He's 65 years old. He could still bring it.
One more I got for you. You know, you look at a lot of these families that, you know, they come. They're sports families. I mean, the Griffies and the Bonzes and, you know, the Mannings. Your father played in the major leagues. What's it like to him seeing his two sons basically going through the same process that he went through and you know, kind of succeeding at the game that he loved and grew up and taught you guys on how to play?
Yeah, no, I would like to think he's very proud. He expects a lot out of us, in a good way. But he's mainly the reason we're where we are. You know, he gave us the tools to be seen and be drafted. And he knows me and my brother and I very well. Whenever I'm going bad, he can know what's wrong just from listening to a game. Where I hit the ball, he knows exactly what I'm doing wrong with my swing. So, you know, I could go 2 for 4 and I'll get not even a good job. It's a what'd you do the other two?
Yeah. What went that wrong? Sounds like
it's
a dad.
It's a good thing, though. Yeah. You know, he expects nothing but perfection.
Well, you know what? Having a dad that's your harshest critic, you know that if you get a critique from your father, I know when I stink on the air. Because he tells me. He doesn't blow smoke. And I'll know.
Someone. You need
someone. I know who to call. Because I don't want to call my mother. Because I know it's, you are tremendous. I thought you were great. And I knew I sucked. But as soon as the phone was handed to my dad, yeah, you were bad. You were awful. At least he tells you. Austin, we want to let you go because we know you have a busy night ahead of you against the Altoona curve here. For Austin Romine, Joe Auriemma, I'm Chris Sheeran for the Off the Wall podcast brought to you by DirecTV. Don't just watch TV, DirecTV. Call 1-800-DIRECTV and call the Trenton Thunder and get some darn tickets and come down and watch this team. See you later, everybody.